Local candidates that signed on to a no corporate money pledge made midterm election gains in Charleston. Co-chair of West Virginia Can't Wait, Katie Lauer, says the organization now has 24 bipartisan elected officials, including Republicans, Democrats, and independents in public office across the state. She says the wins signal Mountain State voters are paying less attention to politics and more on the issues affecting their lives.
Our goal for this cycle was to double that number, was to get 22 elected officials into office. And we not only met that goal, but surpassed it. So we now have 24 elected officials across the state. Some are on city council, some are on school boards, some are on county commissions.
Around 35% of voters statewide headed to the polls for the midterms, according to a U.S. Elections Project analysis. She says Charleston's officials are focused on decriminalizing cannabis, instituting harm reduction programs for substance use, addressing trauma among youths and families, and increasing minimum wage and paid sick days for workers.
And the question we're asking is, are there things that we can do right here at home that address the problems right in our backyard, and who from whatever party wants to come to the table and help solve those problems?
West Virginia Can't Wait was founded in late 2018 and ran its first slate of candidates in 2020. This is Nadia Ramlagan for West Virginia News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.